only t-shirt. Right, with Rebel Legend, have we met before?
Yeah.
Oh, yes, I recognise a few faces. And indeed, quite a lot of the clothes. Yeah, delightful show of confidence in you coming back. It's very nice. If you by chance have not seen us before, I would like to point out that we are not a tribute act. We are the real deal. There is actually, well, at least I think they've died out now, but there was a band some years ago in the Oxford area called Carpet Extension. It was the best time ever.
There was one in Japan as well, but they were better than us, so we don't mention that.
Anyway, we're going to just sort of dodge around the repertoire in our usual way. Some old stuff, some in-betweeny stuff, and some spanking new stuff. But we're going to start with On Safe Ground. This is a good opening number, which has served us for many years.
Thank you.
That was Walbar. That was the opening track of an album called Full House, which we released in 1970. And if you bought Full House on the day of release, then you have heard the first time that Dave Pegg was our new bass player. It was his first sort of introduction to the Fairport Faithful. And it's I'm particularly grateful that Dave's back with us, because this tour, which started on 1st of May, is his reintroduction to the band after having a rather hurty finger back in January. So he's been out of the band, poor chap, for 5 months.
It's been hell.
Yeah, it's been hell for us. Lovely group, flatties back in the Bahamas. Anyway, this is even older than that song. This is from some earlier album. It's called Crazy Man Michael. But I want a tad more guitar, please.
That's here, lying on the ground, oh. Hello, everyone.
Hello.
DVDs. DVD. Now, I don't know about you. I don't know about you, but I love a nice box set. I do. And I've got quite a collection now. I've got a lot, really. I've got Minder, Lovejoy, Miss Marple, Sergeant Bilko, Top Cat, Dazzle Army, LOLO. I've got a lot. And one of my favourites, in fact, one of my very favourites is the box set of the classic 1960s series, The Prisoner. Remember that?
Yeah.
Starring and created by the late, great Patrick McGoohan. And one of the things that made that series so magical was that the village where it was set was, of course, Port Merion, which is the name of this tune that we're going to play you now. I understand that Port Merion was built by a visionary architect called William Ennis, and as I understand it, I think it may still be his family. They run the place as a hotel. It's my ambition to go there and stay there, one time. I'm going to do that. Apparently, it's very easy to check in.
Thank you.
Here's a song that brings us right up to date, because this is brand new for us, and we've recently made inroads into a studio to start the process of making the next CD. So this is a contender for the album, and it tells the story really of how humankind has often put its faith in things that aren't always what they seem to be. It's called Myths and Heroes.
Called Genesis War, and I won't rehearse the reasons for its existence, but it's about, well, the big problems that it addressed that haven't gone away. It's, I'll tell you. It's about a squat, which was owned by a faceless multinational corporation was just a way of hiding money. They just put it into a building in London. And at the time, there were many people on the streets who had nowhere to live, and this building was doing no good to anybody. They moved in, and of course, the police did what they had to under the terms of the law, and they moved these people on. The building was called Genesis Hall, so here it is. My father, he rides with your sheriffs, and I know he would never mean harm, but to see both sides of the world is to judge without haste or alarm.
Some wonderful experiences in Wales, one especially for me,
in Aberfale. A few years ago, when I went to the bar in the pub opposite the gig and asked for a glass of red wine, and the whole room went quiet. The whole room went quiet, and I thought, my time's up now. My time's up. And the barman said to me, no one's asked for a glass of red wine in here for 8 years. So, and there's a gentleman here tonight, Pete. Is it Pete? You, Phil. Phil. Phil was saying, you'd have backed me up, wouldn't you,
yeah,
Phil?
Absolutely.
Thanks.
Yeah. There was definitely tumbleweed.
So,
we're going to do this song for Happy Man. For Phil, actually. It's the song which is sung in the village of Adderbury, where Chris Leslie resides, and is in fact a dancer and a musician in the Adderbury Morris. And there are three Morris sides. Any Morris dancers in tonight? Any Morris men or girls? Sorry?
We can't
do any introduction without
mentioning women.
This is what it's about, because in Adderbury they have a women's side. They rehearse on Monday nights, they practice on Monday nights. And the guys, the two men's sides, you know, when after they've done their kind of practice, they go to the pub and they sing this song, The Happy Man. So we're trying to infiltrate the women's side to see what song they sing at the end of the evening. So could you do that on our behalf?
We've tried, we can't.
We've tried, yeah. Although it works at Eurovision. So, Chris Leslie, The Happy Man. Thanks very much.
How happy's the man who's free from all care? He loves to make merry. He loves to make merry. With a drum of the beer. With his pipe and his friends. Puffing hours away. Singing song after song. Silly idols to be day. He can laugh, dance and sing. And smoke without fear. Be as happy as a king. Silly idols for New Year.
A song about an unhappy woman. 88 to 91. actually a song about Mary Queen of Scots, and it was written by the wonderful Sandy Denny, who'd already composed this before she answered an advertisement that we put in the Melody Maker in 1968, when the band was looking for a chick singer. Own hair and passport essential. Yeah, we all made mistakes, but she joined, and she already had this, as I say, this song in sketch form in her guitar case. She had an empathy for the plight of Mary Queen of Scots, who spent her last 15 or 20 years or so as a political prisoner at the behest of her cousin, Queen Elizabeth. Because that's not our current own dear queen, it's an ancestor of hers. But eventually the whole sort of family standoff was resolved with an execution, the headsman's axe. I don't know what things are like in your family, but it's never been drastic where I come from. But, the place where this occurred was a castle in northeastern Northamptonshire by the name of Fotheringay. The castle's long gone now, but there's a mound where it used to be, and the song is named after that place.
Yeah. Here's a song about a character from Oxfordshire. And he was somebody I'd love to have met, but sadly he exited the planet before I came onto it. He died in 1950, but had we met, we would have had a few things in common to talk about, I think, because he loved wristwatches and clocks, mechanical things, and for part of his life he repaired them for people in Oxfordshire. He also loved music. He played himself, and unusually for those times, back in say between 1930 and 1950, he had really long hair. He was a groovy Oxonian.
Well, yeah, it wasn't that uncommon. I mean, during the war, Peggy had very long hair too.
I blame it all on wash and go.
Actually, Peggy is using this new fantastic shampoo that he's discovered. It's called Shoulders.
So, this chap's name was Theodore Lamb, and in his life, something happened to him that made him take to the roads and lanes of Oxfordshire, and he never again stepped in a house. He stepped kind of semi-rough for the rest of his life. This is a song that I did, recorded last November. I made a solo album back in November. This is from it. It is available in the foyer. It's displayed there very nicely by my sister. And it's called Theodore's Song.
Thank you. as he would not be confined. It was a touch of emotion that lit his way through the lane's bicycle to a hen house where he lay.
Concerns a bell that hangs in the church at Cropredy Church. Any of you ever been to Cropredy?
Yeah!
27 of you. That's good. Now, can you bring your mates? Because we have another festival this year. Some details are available over there. And, at 4 o'clock on the 7th of August, which is a Thursday, this bell, which is called the Fairport Festival Bell, it's a big bell and it hangs in the church, you know. We have our own bell on that Sabbath. We are more metal than Sabbath. Yeah? Okay? More metal than Sabbath.
Just imagine how many gold discs and Grammys you've got to melt till you get enough metal for a church bell. We laugh in the face of such idle trinkets.
You put that rather well, so I could go right back down. I'll get Ossie to do it for us. But anyway, so the festival that happens on August the 7th, 8th and 9th, you're all going to be there, yeah?
Yes, thank you.
And Chris wrote this song. We don't normally invite our audiences to sing on the chorus, but because we're in Wales and you have a reputation as being great rugby players, drinkers, great brewers, brains has made us all frail, and, you know, and great singers. So tonight we've devised a chorus for you. It's very simple. It's only one word. The word is Jack. Does anybody need to write it down? Write it down on your arm. No. Hang on, I've already written it down on my. Shows you how old I am. Jack. Okay, so what happens is when it comes to the point where we want you to all sing the chorus, don't worry about the being in tune, because you can sing it in any note you like. All we ask you to do is do it all at the same time. It helps, and as loud as possible, and not be embarrassed, you know, about coming in too early or too late at this time, because we're going to have a practice. But it helps when we do it for real, because we're recording it tonight, so we've got this disclaimer that you've got to sign on your way out. So put your name and address on, we'll send you the royalties. When ours gets sent to us from Island Records, which will be in another 60 years. So, Jack, shall we have a practice? I'll give you like a 1, 2, 3, and you all go, Jack. Yeah, ready?
Yes.
2, 3.
Jack! Pretty, a little bit of a Corporal James at the rear.
And there was it was pretty good though, but there was somebody at the front who was a bit early. We'll call him premature now, probably. So good luck, Cardiff, and you know, remember you're on record or on CD or whatever things they have nowadays. Here's the festival bell. Thank you.
Sixteen ninety. was the year that the disgusting change. William Bentley was the name, the foundry man of Maine. With another fight before the lowest was a ten. Sipping for a six meal in the old church tower. There was such a gathering, all to bring the new year in. The captain decorators was the man in the gap. 100 years later, now it's minor and major.
Ringing with St. Mary and the festival bell.
Hold on to the tail, but the treble let it go. He showed you what the change is, now you know that she is gone. Look to Sally for a bit, then you'll know just what to do. At the other side of this bar, not here. Busy in the river, maybe in the breeze. Cause Sally, what you think, you think it's practicing from there. 300 years later, now it's mine.
As recently as 2 years ago. In 2012, the band recognised the fact that we were 45 years in business and invited you out there in listener land to suggest songs from the previous, canon, if I may use that word, to take back into the studio with the current lineup and reinvestigate. One of the surprise additions to this list, selected by about 2,000 of you who responded, was this next one. It's called Farewell, Farewell. It's the undiscovered country, as it were, from the Legion Leaf album. For no good reason at all, just it was overlooked. It never made a transition from the recorded version to the stage, so there was no precedent for how we'd approach it. So we had to take the song, look at it anew, deconstruct it, put it back together in our own way, and it now sounds like this. Anyway, we've had a lovely first half. I hope you have too. We have a wee break, and then we'll be back in about 25 minutes. That's good with you. I wasn't. It wise of me not to attend the act. Could be shall we proceed?
To go and look for a chap called Lord Franklin. Lord Franklin was trying to find a northwest passage to the ice floes north of Canada, and he disappeared with two ships full of men. And many countries sent vessels out to go and be the first to discover what had happened to them. And this particular ship in England was called HMS Investigator. What a name. And they found the right area. They got up there in the very cold, frozen north. But they too succumbed to the terrible conditions there. And for three verses of this song, they go through hell. But it does get lighter towards the end, thankfully. And the song takes its time from the spot where this happened, a place called Mercy Bay.
Crushed and held by the frozen cold and the candle that burns and goes down.
enough to make a grown man weep. The ice won't be melting this year.
Tradition, there are many songs where the woman dresses up in man's clothing to go and gain access to somewhere where she wouldn't normally be allowed, like to follow her own true love, maybe in the army or on board a ship. And usually at some point in the song, she's found out, much to the shock of the person that discovers who she is. And in this song is set in about 1950, I'd say. And the woman in the song, she dresses herself up in man's clothing to go and join the local Morris side.
You didn't see that one going, did you?
It's mainly set in a village hall, this song, but love does ensue. Love conquers all, things to say. And it's a song called Love at First Sight.
Thank you.
have dark plans to spend a few weeks later on this year in the studio again, completely recording work we commenced a few months back. The object being an album for later. Well, you know, sort of Christmas time, perhaps certainly January. This is another putative contender. It's from outside the band, but it's from a very close friend of the band, as it tends to be the case. This one's from PJ Wright. No PJ?
Yes.
Yeah, PJ, I've had the great pleasure of being on stage with him on a number of occasions at the Dylan Project, where he stands to my right, and he's tall and immaculately shiny shoes, and a loose-fitting, gangly frame with an immaculate white shirt, a Telecaster, or a strap rather, with a high action, he's playing a slide on it, and it's like sweat everywhere. There's a lot of intense bluesy music coming out of him. But this is another side of his personality. This is the introverted, having a look at the world thing. Lovely song called Home. Hope you like it. This is home, and here I'll stay. Though storm clouds are amassing now with every passing day. Where would we go? What would I do? Yeah.
got another instrumental for you now. This is from the classic Fairport album, Lesion Leaf. It's the instrumental off that album. It's called The Lark in the Morning, maybe. It's kind of the original folk rock medley. It started it all, really. And it's a great workout for our wonderful rhythm section. What can I say about the man who sat behind the red Yamaha drunkard? He is a legend, Jerry Palmer. I'm getting amazing sounds out of the ukulele, ukulele bass. He's a legend too. No doubt in my mind whatsoever, these two guys are simply the greatest rhythm section in their post range. No, they are. You know, we don't do any, with any. This is pretty much the only medley of Irish traditional dance tunes that we do. We don't do a lot of these at all. So we thought a proper festival this year would be nice to kind of do it like Riverdance, you know, to have, do it with Irish dancers. And so we actually. We asked Michael Flatley, the great Michael Flatley, we asked him if he choreographed this piece for us. But Michael Flatley refused.
3 points for refusal.
It starts with a short but very exciting and thrilling cowbell feature, which sounds exactly like this.
Thank you.
Si, has my guitar level to you dropped?
No.
That's a technical question. Has it dropped? If it hasn't dropped, I need a bit more. If it has dropped, I'm really worried.
Here's a song that goes back to 1970. And it was a single, a Fairport single.
We were intent on storming the charts.
It's called Now Be Thankful. Was there anybody here who bought the single? Anybody here buy the single?
Secondhand doesn't count, so.
Oh, no.
Sylvie, thank you, Cardiff. I bought 300 of them. I said that would get us in the chart.
You probably bought one of his second hand.
It's got a little chorus. If you catch the words, please join in.
But it's not Jack.
No, not Jack. Now be thankful.
Thanks very much. Any fans of Ralph McTell in the room?
Yeah!
That's a convincing yes. That's your lucky day. We've got two Ralph McTell songs back to back. They don't have a lot in common, but they are both in the first person. The first one is a strange song because it's actually constructed of words uttered by the subject of this biographical piece in a TV doco that that Ralph saw. So Ralph wrote the song, he's using the words verbatim from the subject. The guy in question is called Irving Johnston. He is revered in America as the founding father and figurehead of tallship training. That's all you need to know about it. And it's called Around the Wild Cape Horn. I'll tell you that the next one after we've done this one.
Around the wild Cape Horn.
upon the deck, and the swimming winds let boats and spars and tried to have us wrecked. But she rose and fell through storm and swell, the sails all ripped and torn. 8,000 tons, just like a call, but she made it all down the wild Cape Horn. But she had a sky to let no tides, no time to catch her breath. If you want to love your life, well, you have to flirt with death. Sail close to the hardest wind, trail west the storm, the farm. This next song is far less specific. This is an idealised watercolour landscape of a Hardy-esque time, at least in my head. But it's a love song about a young man who's left his home for the first time, striking out on his own, and he falls in love the first day at work. But of course he doesn't have the intellectual capacity to deal with it, because the little head's doing the thinking, not the big one. However, it's resolved. I'm sure Ralph wouldn't thank me for that introduction.
But hey, he's not here.
And you're not going to tell him, are you?
Yeah, did you get that on the safe side?
Take. Oh, great.
That's for me.
You still got your mini disc?
I never got that far into it. I'm still on cassettes or so.
See her in my dreaming tonight.
dreams caress. Her lips, her eyes, her long brown hair, the curves in her dress. And on the sky it came at night, so heavy was our task. But the women and the men were side by side. I had her near at last. I swung hard over with my side, few words between us passed. And I cursed my tongue-tied youthfulness, and hoped she'd hear my heart. When all safely gathered in, and we sat down to rest, my trembling fingers brushed her arm, and she placed them on her breast. Thank you.
Here's a song about a fiddle player from Shetland. And he fell in love with a Shetland lass and got hit on the head with a lump hammer for his trouble. And after this, he wrote even better fiddle tunes than he did before.
Believe me, we have researched this at some length, this technique, and it doesn't all. But it's such fun to try.
And just to prove this to you, we play a post-hammer tune halfway through the song, and at the end of the song as well, together with two more lovely tunes from Shetland. So three peely tunes for Shetland. At the end, the tale of John Gowdy, please do feel free to use this beautiful floor to throw yourselves about. The tale of John Gowdy. John Gowdy was a fine young man in Shetland, so it's told. There's a crowd in the guitar, still I need it hold. The dozens of day, dozens of guys, and different tunes round. The vocal players in Shetland are still to 55.
When John broke prison door, yeah, I've seen his life before. He got back to the family shore, broke his study tune.
Thank you.
Chris Hedges. And with John Gowdy himself, who wrote this tune. I say, I'm seeing a bit of feedback there. Listen, we've had if you've had half as good a time as we've had, then statistically we've had twice as good a time as you. But it's all been good. Thank you very much. Thanks to the team here. And let's face it, it's not often these days that Fairport gets to see the inside of a new venue. So thank you very much for adding this one to the list. And of course, as I said, we do recognise a few faces. It's lovely to meet some new ones. So please tell your friends if you enjoyed it. If you didn't, then keep it to yourself. But we're off now for this next one. Yes, we are. Oh, yes, we are. I've got a list and I can prove it. However, don't be disappointed. It's a big old song, this. And it was a very old song before we got our teeth into it back in 1969. Traditional song exists in all cultures, in all forms of artistic expression. This is a simple triangular relationship. The big boss man who owns control is everything. The power of life and death. His beautiful, slightly ditzy, trophy wife. Obviously a bit younger and definitely bored. And a handsome young serving man who's forever catching your eye. Dashes about the palace apartments, fluffing up the soft furnishings and rearranging the flowers. In our culture, it's called Matty Groves, and that's all I need to say. Yeah. Thank you very much, Charlie.
You were like a
but she was a noble king.
Did we mention that we have a festival?
Yes. Yes.
In a village called Crockery. Which many people find it difficult to pronounce properly. But it's the main thing, it doesn't matter how you pronounce it, as long as you come along, just rock up. Tickets are available through our website, all the www.fevercollegium.com. And there's also a fantastic explanation of why it is that you should be there. Unless there's, you know, planning on a family funeral that weekend. I expect you all to turn up. No excuses. It's brilliant. There's wonderful music from much better players than us. In an amazing variety of musical forms, there's fellowship, fun, and frenzy to be had.
And also love for all.
And also wonderful blandishments that the best that this country can provide. From all about the world, people come to share something about this band and about that corner of the North Oxfordshire field, which will be forever famous. Big sell over. But it really is good. Come along, it's a big price hike next weekend, so get your tickets up now.
save, I mean, what I mean is come anyway, but try and save some money. Cropperty, be there. We'll sing this song at the close of proceedings after 3 days of wonderfulness. You'll all be singing this with us, so practice now.
All together.
We used to say, but come the day, we'd all be making songs.
Thank you.
Welcome back.